The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are up to the laws of the month of Nisan, Simin Kuf Zayin. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch begins telling us certain restrictions that are in effect in the month of Nisan. And the basis of these prohibitions is that the month of Nisan is to be considered a month of Simcha. In fact, when the Gemara in Tainus, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, says, Misha Nichnas Adar Marim B'Simcha, on that Rashi says, what is it about Adar? That when Adar comes in, there's an increase of joy. Rashi says, Yimei Nisan Hayu LiYisrael Purim UPesach. He says, because that these were times of miracles for the Jewish nation, referring to Purim and Pesach. Now, Pesach is not in the month of Adar. Pesach is the month of Nisan. So, it is implied from Rashi that when it says, when Adar comes in, we increase joy, it means Adar and Nisan. And in fact, this is said explicitly by the El Yeraba and by the Tshuvas Shelas Yavetz. They said that Nisan is to be just like Adar in regard to increasing joy. Now, there's a very interesting thing. The Gemara says in Tainus that someone who has a court case against a non-Jew should try to have it be held in the month of Adar. But what's fascinating is that the Alshich, in two places, in his commentary on Chumash and in his commentary on Megillah Esther, seems to have a different gersa, a different edition in the Gemara, and he seems to understand that someone who has a court case against a non-Jew, he should do it in the month of Nisan. This is not our edition, our version of the Gemara. But whatever the case is, the Kitzur begins in Halacha Aleph. Kol Chodesh Nisan Ein Omrim Tachnun V'lo Tzidek Hadin. In the entire month of Nisan, we do not say Tachnun nor Tzidek Hadin. By the way, we also do not say the Kel Mali Rachamim, as well as the Hiratzon after Kriyas HaTorah. V'ein omrim tzidkoska tzedek b'mincha. And we also do not say tzidkoska on Shabbos afternoon by mincha. So these are all things that we would abstain from saying on days of joy. Nogin me Rosh Chodesh ve'elach, there is a custom from Rosh Chodesh and onward, likros b'chol yom parshas hanasi, that in all of the first 12 days of the month of Nisan, that you read the section of the Nasi which brought the carbon on that particular day. Meaning that there are 12 Shvatim. Each Shevet, after the Mishkan was erected, had one day designated when they would be the ones to bring a carbon to consecrate the Mishkan. So, in remembrance of that, what we do is we read the parsha of the Nasi for that particular day on the correct day. Ubiyom Yud Gimel, and on the 13th of Nisan, Karin be Parshas Bahaloscha ad Kain Asaras HaMenorah. They read the parsha of Baloscha up until the section of the menorah, Shehu Neged Shevet Levi, because that would be reflective of Shevet Levi's contribution to the Mishkan. Now, it is very questionable how to calculate the 12 days of the 12 Shvatim in terms of when they actually began bringing their karbonos. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis understands that the Nesiim began bringing their karbonos on the 8th of Nisan and continued all through Chag HaPesach. The Ibn Ezra in Parashas Pekudei writes that Nisim actually began on the 9th of Nisan, again going through all of Chag Pesach. But the Beis Yosef, when he quotes the Seder Olam, the way he understands it is that the Nisim actually began bringing their Karbonos on the 2nd of Nisan. The problem is that the language of the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch implies that they actually began bringing the Karbonos on the 1st of Nisan. This requires further analysis to figure out which opinion he's following. It appears that the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch is following the position that understands the source in Maseches Sofrim to mean that the Nisim did in fact begin bringing the Karbonos on the 1st of Nisan, even though this is not the approach of the Beis Yosef. Halacha Beis. Ein misanin bo afilo tainis yartzeit. We do not fast during the month of Nisan, even for a yartzeit which is in during that month. Meaning, even those who normally fast on the yartzeit would not do so if it occurs in the month of Nisan. Now this is showing us how serious the halacha is about not fasting in Nisan. What is the basis for this? So in the Maseches Sofrim it is brought down that the reason why we don't fast in the beginning of Nisan is because that's when the Nisim would bring their Karbonos. What the Chasam Sofer explains is that really for each Shevet there would be a particular day which was a Yom Tov for them. But since we generally do not know which Shevet we are from, we are strict to consider it to be a Yom Tov on all 12 days, and therefore we would not fast any of the days. The Chasam Sofer explains that even Kohanim and Levim, who definitely do know which Shevet they are from, they're from Shevet Levi, so they would also have to abstain from fasting all 12 days because the Mishkan really related to them on every day. And if each day for them was a form of a Yom Tov. Now, I had a question about this regarding Gerim. A Ger isn't really from any Shevet. So according to this Chasam Sofer, a Ger should be entitled to fast during these 12 days of Nisan. But whatever the case is, the Poskim say that the reason we do not fast the rest of the month of Nisan is because since the majority of the month passed with a prohibition of fasting, meaning you have the 12 or 13 days of Nisan which were the days of the Karbonos that were brought by the Nisim, in addition to the week of Pesach. So after all that, since the majority of the month we abstain from fasting, so we would refrain the entire month from fasting. So the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch proceeds and says, Avotai nischalo misanim. But a fast that someone does after having a bad dream, that's something that could be done in the month of Nisan, because Tainus Chalom, we were very strict to do it immediately after having a bad dream. In fact, a Tainus Chalom can actually be done even on Shabbos. So certainly in the month of Nisan, a Tainus Chalom could be fasted. So then the Kitzur tells us, V'habachorim mis'anin be'erev Pesach, kasha yivoer mirtz Hashem besimen kuf yud gimel. But an exception to the rule is on the 14th of Nisan, that on that day we say that the firstborn males do fast as an expression of gratitude for the fact that they were spared in Makas Bechoros. Now the truth is there are some Hasidim who ask a kasha on this. And they say, I don't understand. If the month of Nisan is the time to abstain from fast, so why are the Bechorim fasting? Why is that such a a fast which we're so machmir about, more so than the yahrzeit. And besides, they say, why would someone fast because they are happy that they weren't killed in Makkos Bechoros? It should be on the contrary. They should make a seuda. So there was one position among the Chassidim that said that really the whole thing was a mistake, and it was based on a faulty girsa, and instead of saying Habechorim Misanim, it should have really said Habechorim Misangim, that the firstborn have oneg, that they celebrate, that they have that they rejoice. Now, this is certainly not the position of the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch, nor is it the mainstream position at all in Klal Yisrael. And the minhag in Klal Yisrael is that the firstborn do indeed fast, unless, of course, there's going to be a Seudas Mitzvah, in which case they absolve their fast with the Seuda. So now the Kitzel proceeds and says, V'chasan v'kala gam kein misanin bo v'afilo b'rosh chodesh nisan. And if there's a chasan and kala who are getting married in the month of Nisan, so they should also fast according to their minhag on the day of the wedding. And this is true even on Rosh Chodesh. We do not make an exception for Rosh Chodesh. Still, the chasan and kala would be obligated to fast. Halacha Gimel. B'Shabbos HaGadol leMincha nogin she'ein omrim baruchi nafshi. The minhag is that by Mincha of Shabbos HaGadol, they do not say Baruch Inafshi, Ela Avadim Hayino, but rather they read from the Haggadah. Lefisha b'Shabbos HaGadol, Hoysa Hascholas HaGeula V'Anisim. Because on Shabbos HaGadol in Mitzrayim, that was the beginning of the redemption and of all the miracles. Now the Bir Halacha brings down from the Vilna Gaon that it's wrong to read Avadim Ayino, to read from the Haggadah on Shabbos Haggadah, because we say in the Haggadah Yachol Me Rosh Chodesh. I would think that the mitzvah of Sipur Yisus Mitzrayim is from Rosh Chodesh. Talmud Lomar Bayom Ahu. But rather, the Pasuk teaches us that it's specifically on that day, meaning on the night of Pesach. So therefore, it would be inappropriate to read the Haggadah before Pesach. Now, as Shabbos HaGadol approaches, people always ask the question, why is it that the Shabbos before Pesach is referred to as Shabbos HaGadol, as opposed to the Shabbos before Sukkot and the Shabbos before Shavuos? And there's all sorts of answers that are given for this. But the truth is that if we look into the Rishonim, specifically the Shibali Aleket and the Tanya Rabasi, they bring down that really the Shabbos before all three of the Moedim are to be called Shabbos HaGadol. But this is certainly not our practice today, and we only refer to the Shabbos before Pesach to be called Shabbos HaGadol. The most famous practice of Shabbos HaGadol is the Drasha. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the minhag is that on Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos Shuvah, that the Rav of the community gives a drasha. The primary purpose is to teach people what to do with all of the complex laws that relate to Hilchos Chometz and Hilchos Matzah. He says it is wrong for the drasha to just contain pilpul or drush. It's supposed to be conveying laws to the community. Now, a problem that we often face in our homes, we do the preparation for Pesach long before Shabbos HaGadol, and matzah is usually baked long before Shabbos HaGadol, in which case the Rabbanim are a little bit out of quandary. So some Rabbanim, what they would do is they'll speak about the remaining laws that are still relevant to most people, as well as the laws of the Seder or other aspects of Hilchos Pesach. And others will, in fact, try to convey these halachas to the community earlier on, and then the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha will, in fact, be Drush, or at least a message of inspiration to the Tzibur. The month of Nisan is one of only 2 months that have an entire siman devoted to it in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The only other month that shares this distinction is the month of Elul. There are many uniquenesses of the month of Nisan. The Torah says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, that this month should be for you the head, the first of all of the months. Now there's a machlokis in the Gemara whether the world was created in the month of Nisan or in the month of Tishrei. But even if the world was created in the month of Tishrei, still Nisan is always referred to as the first month, because that is the first month that the Jewish nation came out of Mitzrayim and were considered a free people to serve Hashem. It is also referred to in the Torah as Chodesh Ha'aviv. It's the month of the springtime. The Gemara learns out that since the Torah makes this reference to Nisan, it is upon us to ensure that the month of Nisan always falls out when it is spring. Now this creates an interesting problem, because every Jewish month is either 29 or 30 days. If you add them all up together, 12 months times 29 or 30 days, you get 354 days in the Jewish year. Now that's 11 days short of the 365-day solar calendar. It takes 365 and a quarter days for the earth to go around the sun. If the Jewish calendar is 11 days short, that means that from one year to the next, a season will start 11 days earlier. After a few years like that, the seasons will not be following their original course at all, and you would have the month of Nisan falling out in the wintertime. In order to prevent this from happening, the Jewish court is required to add in an extra month, a leap month, in order to ensure that Nisan falls out in the spring. That extra month is always going to be Chodesh Adar, it's going to be a second Adar, and it'll be the month which is immediately preceding Nisan. Today that we have a calendar system, it works out that we have an extra month of Adar every 2 or 3 years in order to ensure that Nisan always falls out in the spring. But the most common name for this month is Nisan, which interestingly enough does not come from any Jewish origin, but rather after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, the Jews went into exile and they picked up the Babylonian or perhaps Persian names for the months, and those names stuck. Even after they came back to the land of Israel, they still used these Babylonian names. It seems a little strange that coming back to Eretz Yisrael, that Chazal continued to use pagan names for the months. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky explains that Chazal wanted to remind us that even when the second Beis HaMikdash would be built, they weren't feeling the true Geula, but rather, to some degree, they were still considered in Gullus. The use of Avodah Zarah names for the Jewish months would serve as a reminder of that, so that we should know that we have not yet attained the Geula Shlema. The zodiac symbol of the month of Nisan is the Gdi. It's a young goat. And this is what was used for the Korban Pesach during the month of Nisan. It's interesting. When is the force of the month felt strongest? When you're dealing with a lunar month, it's always in the middle, on the 15th of the month, because that's when the moon is the fullest. Well, for the Egyptians, they worshipped the goat. And it was particularly unsettling for them that at the height of their pagan force. At the height of the month of Nisan, in the middle of the month, is that the Jews were tying their gods to their beds and then slaughtering them and roasting them. All of this is part of the significance of the month of Nisan. According to the Gemara, all of the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, were born and died in Chodesh Nisan. Now, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is actually a bittersweet day. On the one hand, we're happy because it's Rosh Chodesh, and because it's Nisan, and because that was the day that the Mishkan was inaugurated. But on the other hand, that was also the day that Nadav and Avihu were killed. Nisan is also significant, not just because the Bnei Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, but it's also the month in which the Bnei Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. On the 10th of Nisan was the day that Yahushua led the Bnei Yisrael across the Yarden. It's interesting that most of the events in the Purim story actually occurred not in the month of Adar, but rather in the month of Nisan. Achashverosh's decree that all of the Yehudim should be annihilated was actually issued on the 13th of Nisan, and that was the day that it was dispatched to all of the 127 Medinos under Achashverosh's rule. It was 3 days later that Esther appeared before Achashverosh, and then the following day, on the 17th of Nisan, that was the day that Haman was hanged. It's amazing that in the month of Nisan, we're so focused on the story of the Exodus and on the halachas of Pesach that we don't pay any attention to the fact that there were great Nisan that occurred relating to the Purim story at this time as well. The Gemara tells us that one who goes out during the days of Nisan and he sees a fruit tree that is now blossoming, he should make the bracha, the Birkas Ilanus, over the tree. This is a bracha that is only made one time over the course of the year. Now the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch mentions this bracha in Siman Samach, but he doesn't say that it's to be done specifically during the month of Nisan. The reason is because although in Eretz Yisrael trees definitely begin to blossom during Nisan, since the Kitzur was written in Europe and written for Jews in other countries, it would follow the seasons in the particular location where a person is. However, there is another mitzvah which is unique to Chodesh Nisan and it cannot be done any other time, and that is Birkas Hachama. Birkas Hachama only occurs once every 28 years, and it's always going to be in the month of Nisan. This too is discussed in the Kitzur, in Siman Samach.